The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
What is it like to live with a stutter? Now, TV3 is broadcasting a 90-minute one-off real-life documentary tonight called School for Stammerers. It follows six different people as they embark on a thing called the Maguire Programme. It's a course to try and change what happens for them. Now, as it happens, we have with us a man who has had a lifelong stammer. Kieran McGonigal, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Good evening, Matt. Thanks for having me.
What is it like to live with difficulty in expressing yourself verbally?
Frustrating is the number one word I would use. Frustrating, and then feelings of guilt, shame, feel like people think you're stupid. You know, all these emotions are involved in having a stutter, you know. It's difficult.
Okay. Tell us about your own experience.
Well, I started stuttering when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I was what's called an overt stutter. So overt would be it's out there. In other words, my name would be McGonigal. So it was quite prominent in my life. Say about 30, 60, 90% of the time I went to speak, it would become disfluent or fluent.
And so, how would people react to you in that situation?
Most people, humans are good. The majority of them are fairly good. You know, they listen and they understand that there's a problem. A lot of people would try and finish your sentence for you, which is always a problem for a stutterer because they feel like, hey, I know what I want to say, let me say it. So that happened a fair bit. But the majority of the time, people are fairly good with it, you know. When you're young, kids can be cruel, so that gets quite tough.
Did you have that experience?
Of course, yeah, there was bullying there. Not as bad as some other people's would have had it, but it existed, you know, and kids didn't know, they didn't know any better, so normal.
So did it get worse as you got older?
Yeah, when I became a teenager, it started getting worse. But then I became smart, I became savvy to this, and I thought, hang on a second, this girl's involved here, I'm a teenager, you know, this is tough on me, so I'm going to have to change this. So I became covert. So I was overt, and then I became covert.
And how did that happen? What does that mean?
Covert's when you go undercover. You know, I was the SAS of stuttering then. I decided, I'm going to hide this thing. I'm not going to let anybody know. So I used tricks and avoidance. So I would avoid conversations, I'd avoid phone calls, I'd avoid situations, and then I use word replacement. So let's say I wanted to point for something, like there's a microphone. I wouldn't say microphone, I'd say, pass me that thing there I can speak into. So I constantly use this word replacement to get away with it. And it became very good. I became convinced myself, as well as most people around me, that the stutter didn't exist anymore.
But that wasn't your solution eventually, was it?
Nah, like anything negative, you push it down and push it down, eventually it's going to come back and it's going to bite you in the ass. And unfortunately, it did.
In what way?
Well, I got away from about 18 to 24. My speech was fairly good. I was 90% fluent. And then around the age of 24, 25, boom, it hit me again. I hit rock bottom. My speech fell apart. That's when I realized I had to fix the problem.
And how did you do that? You used the Maguire program, which I believe you're now a counsellor in. What's involved in it?
Yeah, I'm a coach now on the program. I volunteer and I coach. The Maguire program is a 4-day intensive course. So the new students come along and they work on their speech for 4 days. The key element of the Maguire program is it works on the psychological as well as the physical elements of your stutter. So a stutter is about 90% psychological and only 10% physical.
Why is that?
Well, it's because all the stuff going on in your head, the actual blocking, the that's only the physical element. The other stuff you're dealing with, the fear, the guilt, the shame, that's all happening all the time. So the Maguire, it attacks that as well as the physical element.
And how? How'd you do it?
Well, physically, you can see here in front of me, I'm wearing a belt on my chest here. So it teaches me a new way to breathe. It teaches me tools and weapons to use when I feel like there's a block coming. So that'd be the physical elements. It's a smaller scale now, it's a bigger deal. But on the psychological elements then, it teaches you to face your fears head on. Puts me out on the street, making me go in contact with the public. I have to go around asking questions, directions. Makes me speak to 100 people in the 2-hour space window, which I wouldn't even speak to one person before, you know. So it really hits home on the fear factor and tries to bring that fear down.
You've been entirely fluent throughout this conversation, but have there been any times throughout it where you actually have been afraid that you were about to stutter and have had to consciously deal with it?
Definitely. Right now, I'm breathing. I'm using a technique you might not hear. I'm not exaggerating very well, but if I was to exaggerate with you, this would be the exaggerated version of what I'm doing.
Okay.
But I have been on the program for 10 years now, so I've probably polished my technique a bit better than some people who are just beginning, you know.
Has that changed your life?
Life-changing. Completely life-changing. Unbelievable. I got married on the 29th of December just now.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And hello to my wife out there, my new wife. And I had to stand
up. What's her name?
Kira is her name. So Kira and Kieran, very easy. And I had to stand up and do my wedding speech. So back in the day, that was something that would have never been possible for me, to stand up and do speak at your own wedding and say exactly what you want to say and how you want to say it. So to be able to achieve that was a huge milestone for me.
Is there any estimate as to how many people in Ireland would have this condition and as to how many have gone without help for it?
Well, it's about one in every 100. It's about one in every 100 do suffer. And some people out there who are listening today might think, but mine's is not that bad. Or mine's, I can get away with it. If something's affecting you in a negative way, you should challenge it. You know, you should push that out. And that's why I'm here today, to tell people out there, if something in your life's affecting you negatively, there is help out there. We can help you if it's a stutter. If it's not a stutter and it's something else, there's help out there for that too. You know, don't let something negative get you down. You know, that's the key ingredient here today.
Kieran McGonigal, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on The Last Word. That documentary is on TV3 tonight. Now, Kieran's not part of it, but it's called School for Stammerers, and it does use the Maguire programme, which he has just spoken about.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.